Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama stepping up pressure on the U.S. Senate, which appears set for a political showdown on Sunday when it meets only hours before some key surveillance powers of the National Security Agency are set to expire.
I don't want us to be in a situation in which, for a certain period of time, those authorities go away and suddenly we're dark, and heaven forbid, we've got a problem where we could have prevented a terrorist attack or apprehended someone who was engaged in dangerous activity, but we didn't do so simply because of inaction in the Senate.
Both houses of the U.S. Congress left for a one-week recess. The House of Representatives overwhelmingly passed the USA Freedom Act. That compromised legislation would end bulk collection of Americans' phone records, but let the NSA search the records held by phone companies on a case-by-case basis. Spanish government has approved an accord to permanently host a U.S. military force that would mainly deal with crises in Africa. The agreement will allow the U.S. to station up to 3,000 military personnel and 40 aircraft at the Morón Air Base located near the city of Seville in southern Spain. The United States on Friday dropped Cuba from a list designating the country as a state sponsor of terrorism. It was another step toward the resumption of diplomatic links between Havana and Washington after a five-decade standoff. Cuba's removal from the list could give it more access to global financial markets and loans from organizations such as the World Bank. U.S. and Cuban diplomats have been holding discussions to improve ties. This is VOA News. Suicide bomber reportedly disguised as a woman blew himself up outside a Shiite mosque in Saudi Arabia's predominantly Shiite eastern province on Friday. It left several dead. Edward Uranian is following the story.
Amateur video showed worshippers shouting and screaming after the sound of the blast outside the Anoud Mosque in the eastern province city of Dammam. Other video showed fire engulfing at least half a dozen vehicles in a car park outside the building as a thick cloud of black smoke filled the air. Arab media reported that the suicide bomber was disguised as a woman dressed in a black abaya and face veil. It was not immediately clear if the bomber was wearing a belt packed with explosives or if his vehicle was booby-trapped. Saudi Arabia's top religious official, Grand Mufti Sheikh Abdulaziz Al-Sheikh, insisted that the blast was a crime and that those who were behind it would be punished. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Iraqi security officials say two car bombs exploded at two heavily fortified five-star hotels in Baghdad, killing at least 15 people, wounding 42 more. Nobody claimed responsibility for the blast, but Iraq is seeing almost daily attacks that have been frequently claimed by the Islamic State insurgents. A Prophet Muhammad cartoon drawing contest sponsored by a group of potentially armed bikers got underway Friday outside an Islamic community center in the U.S. state of Arizona. Organizers say the rally is in response to an incident earlier this month in which two gunmen opened fire on a similar contest in Texas. Both gunmen were killed. Shooting in Texas was claimed by the Islamic State militants. Amid tough times and high hopes for Nigeria, a change there, the country's new president, Muhammadu Buhari, took the oath of office on Friday. Chris Stein reports.
Amid celebrations in the northern city of Kaduna, many voters say they have no regrets about voting for Mr. Buhari, a former military ruler turned Democrat who defeated former President Goodluck Jonathan in presidential polls in March. Mr. Jonathan was the first incumbent president to fail to win re-election since Nigeria returned to democracy in 1999. The leader of the local Igbo ethnic group, Chief Dominic Uzo, says he's keeping an open mind about the new leader.
Let us see whether our story will be different from what we have been having for the past 16 years. It is not out of place in a country to have a change.
Chris Stein for VOA News, Dakar.
FIFA President Sepp Blatter re-elected to another four-year term on Friday, days after football's governing body was shaken by widespread corruption allegations.
That's the latest world news from VOA.